Get up, Flyer fans.
It's the show just for you. Flyer Feedback. Presented by Bud Light. And live from the WHIO studios. Flyer Feedback is brought to you by Bud Light. The perfect beer for whatever happens. And by Flyer Spirit. Stop on over to Flyer Spirit and show off your Flyer pride. Go UD. Call in with your comments or questions. Flyer Feedback on News 95.7 and AM 1290 WHIO. Now, here's your host, John Bedell and John Tisdell.
Flyer fans, welcome into our studios here at 1611 South Main Street. This is Flyer Feedback. John Bedell, John Tisdell with you here for this fine radio program. We do apologize for the technical difficulties we've been having with the equipment in Philadelphia. We've had some problems with the phone line all day, and we do apologize that we were not able to bring you Coach Archie Miller's postgame comments. We are working on getting those, and we'll let you know one way or the other as we work forward, Tiz, to figure this out. We're looking forward just like the Flyers. No sense in looking back, Tiz. It was one of those games where I think Larry Hanskin said it best. It was just a... It was just a really disappointing road loss to close out the season. It wasn't one of those environments at Tom Gola Arena where it was in sort of this rah-rah senior day environment like you would expect at most senior nights, as Larry said, observing there in Philadelphia. It was just simply an instance today of LaSalle made plays and Dayton did not. It's not an insurmountable road environment to overcome, but historically the Flyers have had some tough games there. The shooting sight lines are goofy if you talk to anybody who's played there. It's one of those small little bandbox arenas, almost like a high school environment with as small as it is. The LaSalle kids were on break for spring break, so it wasn't a great crowd there. Flyer fans traveled well from what Larry and Bucky said.
They did.
But not an easy place to play. And in the end, Flyers a loser, 55-53. Scoochie Smith hit a three-point three-point at the buzzer just to change the final score, Tiz. But really, LaSalle had iced it with free throws to make it 55-50 with 3.1 seconds left on the clock. In terms of postseason ramifications, as it pertains simply to the Atlantic 10 Conference Tournament, a couple things today. Regardless of what happens the rest of the way out tonight, and really the only thing that any of this hinges on is the result of the Davidson game, and they're at Duquesne, excuse me. If Davidson wins, the Wildcats are outright A-10 champs. First of all, let's back up. Regardless of what happens with that game, Dayton has locked itself into the 2 seed for the conference tournament. Mm-hmm. That won't change. Dayton is the 2 seed going to Brooklyn next week for the conference tournament, which means their first game is Friday night, which is March 13th. They play at 6:30. They'll play the winner of the 7-10 game at 6:30 on NBC Sports Network, and of course also here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. The only thing that can change going ahead into tonight, and again, the only thing this hinges on is this Davidson-Duquesne game, is that if Davidson wins, Tiz, and Flyer fans out there in radio land, if Davidson wins, they get the A-10 regular season title outright. Wildcats win it alone.
Yeah.
Because Rhodey won and Dayton lost. If Davidson loses, we will get a Davidson-Dayton-Rhode Island three-way co-champs for the A-10 regular season, but the seeding does not change. Regardless of whether what happens tonight, Davidson will be the one seed, Dayton is the two seed, Rhode Island is the three seed for the conference tournament next week in Brooklyn. But, again, Wildcats win, outright Davidson A-10 regular season title. Wildcats lose, we'll see a Davidson, Dayton, Rhode Island all be named co-champs.
Yeah. Nothing's changed. I mean, everything is now set up as it is. Dayton is likely going to face the winner of George Washington and St. Joseph's. Davidson is likely, as the one seed now, is going to face the winner of St. Bonaventure and LaSalle. So on Twitter, I've not had a chance to go ahead and see that, but LaSalle's not going to fear anybody. With the way that they play, with the way that they're physical, they're not going to fear anybody. And you know that St. Bonaventure, they're capable of making a run like they did last year. Remember, they hit that shot at the buzzer against St. Louis, eliminating St. Louis, going to the A-10 semis before losing to St. Joseph's. So they're certainly capable of making a run. You don't want to count them out. LaSalle is the 9 seed, but Dayton is not going to see them likely to the finals, so that's good news for the Flyers. But look, bottom line is, you know, Dayton just wasn't – there was no rhythm to this game. you can't explain, you know, why that was the case. The atmosphere was kind of blah, and just, you know, the Flyers just, they didn't play well. It was the exact opposite of the other night, where the atmosphere was as electric as I've ever heard it. I know you were there. I was in the tunnel watching the game for the second half, and it was about as electric as I've ever seen. Larry Buckey said it was the loudest they've heard it, the arena, in their 32 years together.
I would agree.
The exact opposite was today.
Yeah,
it was the exact opposite.
Yeah, it was just like you said, Tiz, one of those blah atmospheres. The key for me and for a lot of people was with 6:02 left, Dayton found itself down 41-39. LaSalle was up 41-39. Jordan Seibert's at the line for a 1-1. He has a chance to tie it, making both of those. He misses the front end, and then going the other way, LaSalle grabs the rebound. Price hits a three. LaSalle goes up 5. That was the start of the Explorers ripping off a 7-0 run. Until we got to the 3:37 mark, when they closed that out, Archie called a timeout with 3:37 left, and all of a sudden Dayton finds itself down. That was really Tiz. That to me is where it tail spun out of control. Yeah. Was at 41-39 with 6:02 left. Seibert missing the front end of the 1-1 with a chance to tie, and then the LaSalle Explorers going on a 7-0 run. That to me was your game.
Yeah, no question about that. And Jordan Price also making free throws. Look, Jordan Price can play. There's no question about that. And really, the other key was Jarrell Wright's follow-up jam when Dayton cut it to 48-46, and then Jarrell Wright had that follow-up jam that made it 50-46. Just whenever it seemed the Flyers were going to get close after they fell behind, they couldn't quite get over the finish line. It was 34-30. They had the lead, and they couldn't take advantage of it. We'll have more on this when we come back from this.
Dayton Flyers are loser tonight. 55-53 to the LaSalle Explorers. Archie Miller and company close out the regular season at 23-7, 13-5 in the A-10. The Flyers have locked themselves into the number 2 seed in the conference tournament. Depending on what Davidson does, we could see a co-championship for the regular season conference title. We'll see. This is Flyer Feedback. More of it after this break right here on the home of the Flyers.
HIO, Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. On air. Online at WHIO.com and on every device with the WHIO app. Your news starts now.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. Marking 50 years since Bloody Sunday, the historic Civil Rights March in Selma, Alabama. The president was there recalling the courage of those demonstrators.
Men and women who, despite the gush of blood and splintered bone, would stay true to their North Star.
President George W. Bush and approximately 100 members of Congress were among the other dignitaries present at the event.
Fox's Jonathan Cerri talking about more than just farming. Several GOP presidential hopefuls are in Iowa this weekend at the first ever agriculture summit.
Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee tried to make a positive impression by weighing in on the issue of illegal immigration.
If you're coming because you hear there's free food, free driver's license, you might even get to vote, then I think we meet him at the door and say, you know what, it may not be a good fit.
Former Texas Governor Rick Perry told the Iowa Ag Summit he didn't think the American people would trust Washington on immigration until the border is secure.
Fox's Mike Emanuel. Fox News, we report, you decide.
95.7 WHIO, the home of Fox News. We report, you decide.
Our diamond buying team travels to Belgium 3 to 4 times a year. They must have $1 billion worth of diamonds go through their hands just to hand select the finest diamonds for our clientele here in Dayton. Please visit us at the Elizabeth Diamond Company and let us show you 3 or 4 beautiful diamonds side by side so we can help you make an educated decision on which is the best for you. We're very much in tune to finding a stone that presents itself well and that she will love forever. The Elizabeth Diamond Company in Centerville and Troy. Remember, if you haven't shopped EDC, you're not done shopping yet.
The only Miami Valley Lincoln store, Boathouse & Lincoln, with legendary luxury in the exciting fun-to-drive MKC. 0% financing for 48 months, $1,000 cash back, plus Boathouse's award-winning customer satisfaction. National Road, Vandalia. The 2015 Boathouse & Lincoln MKC, luxury that's a pleasure to drive and own with a 4-year bumper-to-bumper warranty and Bose award-winning customer satisfaction. 0% APR for 60 months, $2,250 cash back. Boathouse & Ford Wick. National Road, Vandalia.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear. A life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-500-4055. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-500-4055. That's 1-800-500-4055. 1-800-500-4055.
Engage with a call center team that thrives on solving problems together. Synchrony Financial is now hiring for call center positions in Dayton. Find out what makes us different. Apply today at synchronycareers.com. That's S-Y-N-C-H-R-O-N-Y careers.com. Or text SYF25 to 90206. Again, SYF25 to 90206 for more information.
Mostly sunny skies and breezy at times, temperatures in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on Dayton's official station for severe weather news, 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to Flyer Feedback on News 95.7 and AM 1290 WHIO. Call in with your questions and comments now. 457-1290. Flyer Feedback on News 95.7 WHIO.
Flyer fans, welcome back into our studios here at 1611 South Main Street. This is Flyer Feedback. I'm John Bedell. He's John Tisdale. Man, a disappointing way to close out the season today, the regular season. Dayton Flyers with sort of a blah, just game, just feel to the whole thing. 55-53, they lose to LaSalle. Dayton closes out the regular season at 23-7, 13-5, and A-10 play to lock themselves into the number two seed in the A-10 conference tournament next week in Brooklyn. Tiz, Rhode Island, has locked in the three seed. Davidson has clinched the one, and as we mentioned a couple times, the only thing that matters the rest of tonight in terms of the seeding is locked in. The Davidson game, the result of that is what... The result of the regular season conference standings in terms of co-champs or an outright championship for regular season title hinges on the result of the Davidson game. If Davidson wins, the Wildcats have themselves an outright regular season A-10 title.
Exactly.
If Davidson loses, UD, Rhodey, Davidson share the conference title regular season. So Dayton still has a way to back into an A-10 conference title in the regular season, but again, locked into that two seed. Tiz, it was just one of those games where I think Larry summed it up pretty well, that it wasn't like it was this crazy road environment. It wasn't LaSalle had really gotten up for senior day. It was simply LaSalle made plays, Dayton did not. Tiz, they couldn't keep the Explorers off the offensive glass.
Oh,
they turned the ball over too much. They had 14, so not too hateable, but you know, 14 turnovers, that exceeds the goal that Archie always sets. Mm-hmm. We want 12 or less, especially on the road. That becomes really key. They only had eight turnovers against VCU last week, 14 against the Explorers, and Tiz, they couldn't keep LaSalle off the offensive glass. 40-27, the Flyers were out rebounded by 13. That's an experienced front court with a scorer in the back court with you know, this experienced team. It's never an easy place to play. Historically, we've had some kind of clunkers over the years at LaSalle, and won today with a 55-53 loss to the Explorers to close out the regular season.
Look, the front court's good. Jarrell Wright, you got Zach. It seems like they've been there forever. You got a couple years ago, LaSalle made it to the Sweet 16. So John Giannini's their head coach. He's a good coach. He's an underrated coach. Look, I mean, this was a game that kind of set basketball back about 50 years. At least that's what it seemed.
It
seems the way that things have been going in college basketball lately. Halftime score is 23-19. That's how kind of bad it was. I mean, I look back, two plays again, two instances in this game that were the difference in this one. Number one, 41-39, Seibert misses the front end of the 1-on-1. LaSalle goes ahead and takes advantage, and they score. And then Wright's follow-up jam with under a minute to go, leading 48-46, puts them up 50-46, and really, LaSalle never really looked back. But yeah, LaSalle controlled the boards. Deshaun Pierre didn't play well. He was 1-of-8 from the floor. Seibert, it led them with 17 points, but he was quiet down the stretch. LaSalle did a good job on him. I'll give LaSalle credit. They made the plays when they did. Dayton didn't play well. Now you move on. Now you're in a second-place tie with Rhode Island. You're a half game back at Davidson. Now you see what Davidson does tonight against Duquesne. We'll see what happens.
457-1290 is the number, Flyer fans. We want to hear from you. This is your show. What do you think about this 55-53 loss? First to the phone lines we go tonight to Steve in Vandalia. Steve, welcome to Flyer Feedback. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I'm a big Archie Miller coach and fan and everything. But, you know, let's just face facts. We've talked about the tiebreakers tonight. They mean nothing as a fan for 55 years. Bottom line is our game is to go down and out early. We got Jean-Pierre and Pollard. These guys down here are slow on their feet. And in the first half, we went down very few times to establish the low post to get the shots we needed. Pierre was 1 for 8, and half of them were three-pointers. I mean, they really did. You could say about the missed free throws late and this and that. Let's face it, LaSalle's a Salby. We should win this game. We went from possibly a 5 or 6 seed, and if we win 2 or 3 games in the A-10 to who knows what, losing to LaSalle team, I was just disappointed because Archie's a great coach. I love him to death. Our game is to go down and out. And I tell you, you go down early to Jean-Pierre and Pollard, especially Pierre, the way he's been on a roll. These guys can't guard him. And once they start double-teaming, first half, we didn't do that game at all. And that's really the reason why we were down this game and never established anything. And I'm just amazed the game plan wasn't there, and it's been there all year long. And that's why we lost the game.
When you got a game too, Steve, where you know Pierre goes 1 of 8 from the field and he gets 5 points, that's never going to be good thing. When he's struggling like that, that's going to be tough for this team.
But I understand. But when you look back at him, of those 8 shots he missed, I guarantee you 3 or 4 were 3-pointers.
He was one of
his game either.
Yeah, Steve, he was 1 of 5 from beyond the arc. So to your point, you're exactly right on that. I mean,
you know, his game is down below, bump and grind.
Yeah.
And once you start making those shots, they got a double team. Then we got open threes.
Yeah.
And that should be established. We established that right away in every game and who we play. And I was just amazed that wasn't established tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It just threw me for a ball. I mean, I've been a fan for 55 years.
Yeah.
This loss here, I mean, we're setting ourselves up for a 5 or 6 seed to go into the A-10 tournament to win 2 or 3. Now we're going from anywhere from a 10 to a 12 seed.
No, I would, Steve, hold on. I think they would probably be able to – the most people I've been looking at nationally, I think if they win the A-10 tournament, they can get as high, I don't know about a 5. They can maybe get up to a 7 or a 6.
Yeah.
But I think right now, Steve, I think they're just locked into that 8-9. I don't think they'll drop as far as 10 or 12. But, I mean, you might want a 10 or an 11. That might be a better draw than an 8 or 9 seed.
Yeah. I don't want an 8 or 9. No, that's one of the worst seeds in half, period.
Right. I don't think they would have gotten – I think if they win the A-10 tournament, Steve, they might be able to grab a 7 or a 6, but I don't think they go as high as a 5.
If you win this game today, though, you've definitely got a lot better chance.
And
the only reason I'm saying – I've been a fan 55 years – I was just disappointed that our offensive game plan out of the huddle start the game off was everything was perimeter orientated against these guys.
Maybe part of it too is that's an experienced front court too with Zach and Wright. They got some serious size. I don't know if that was part of it. I don't know
a lot of front courts all year. We did pretty well.
Yep.
Hey, guys,
right.
Thanks a lot. Have a good night.
Hey,
thanks, you too, Steve.
Steven Vandalia, thank you for the call. All right, back to the phone lines we go to Larry and Piqua. Larry, welcome to Flyer Feedback. What's on your mind tonight?
Thank you. Hey, I agree with that previous caller. Our inside game was, we didn't go in and out, but I thought they were pumping Pierre around in there unmercifully. In the first half, there were hardly any fouls called, and I think you have to adjust if you're going to throw it in there, and they're going to let them bang around on them like that. Then he has to kick it back out. But I'm more concerned. The A-10 championship, co-championship, whatever it turns out to be, fine. But you guys talking about 8-9s, 10-12s. We go to Brooklyn and play like this and lose the first game. We're squarely on the bubble.
Oh no, Larry, they're in the tournament. I mean they're in the tournament.
I'm on the committee, and I see the last game of the year, he went on the road to a cellar dweller, as they did 2 weeks ago to a cellar dweller. I'm just one of those who think that, the Big Five conferences are, they get the teams in. If this is IU or Purdue or whatever, I wouldn't worry about it. But the A-10, the Ohio Valley, they're even talking if Murray State gets beat tonight, that they probably will, they'll be lucky to get a bid because the OVC has never had more than
typically one big conference.
Yeah,
well, I mean, for what it's worth, Larry, I mean, I'm no Gilinardi or anybody, but I would say I know this one leaves a bad taste in our mouth. We're going to have to wait almost a week to get it out with playing until 6:30 Friday. But if it's worth anything, I would say I don't think you have to worry about them being on the bubble. They're in the tournament, at least for my money. So I don't think it's as bad as it seems after this one. Although it is, I think you're right. It stings. It's a tough one to take, but I wouldn't worry about them being on the bubble.
I don't remember the last year we weren't on the bubble. So, and I'm 71.
Well, that's true. Well, it's been a while since we've. I mean, I don't remember the last time Bubble Watch had us as a lock. I mean, it's.
When's the last Selection Sunday we went to, and you were just waiting to see where we were going to be seated and not wondering if we were going to be in the
I can actually answer that. It was 2002, 2003 when Dayton won the Atlantic 10 championship at the arena.
You're 12 years old, then. You don't remember that.
No, is that. Yeah, you're probably right. I wish I was 12 years old.
Yeah, but I've seen you, John. You were probably 12 years old then.
I was probably 12 then. Tiz, you were at UD at that point.
No, I just had graduated. So,
okay.
But hey, I wish I was 12.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you so much, thanks, Larry. I appreciate that.
Take care.
Back to the phone lines we go to friend of show, John from Troy. John, how you doing, man?
How you guys doing today?
That's a tough one to swallow. Yeah. That's going to leave a bad taste in the mouth till Friday.
The only consolation, John, it's 45 degrees right now, so at least we got something to feel good about finally, at least in that regard.
It feels like 60. it's a disappointing loss, but and I just think also I think it was a bad matchup. I mean, with LaSalle's size and the fact that they slowed it down into a half-court game, I think it just – that's a type of a playing situation that Dayton's offense usually doesn't respond real well to a lot of times. I mean, one of the points going back about key moments, I think, I think I agree with you guys about the Jordan Seibert miss and the Terrell Wright dunk, nobody boxing him out. I think two other keys of the game, I think when Dayton was up 32-28 and Darnell Davis had a wide-open three and missed it, I mean, if he'd buried it, we'd have a 7-point lead. I mean, that might have got them on their back of their heels. And I think in the first half, we missed a lot of bunnies. I mean, we missed some layups, and we also missed, some makeable, where we were fouled and we didn't make it to get the three-point opportunity. And it just seemed like every time we were getting in a position to do something, we'd throw the ball away, or we would, end up, LaSalle would respond. I mean, it's a tough loss, but I mean, I think the team's in the tournament. I mean, I think you're playing proceeding right
no
now.
Doubt.
I think, we might have been a 7 seed or an 8. Now we're probably a 9 seed. I mean, if we'd lose, the first round, we'd probably be a 10 or 11 seed. But
which might not be a bad thing, honestly, John. I mean, because that 8-9 line, I mean, we're looking at, I think as Dayton, you're probably, any of the four potentially are not good options. Kentucky, Virginia, Villanova, possibly Arizona. We know that the tournament likes, the committee likes storylines. Might they pair Archie and Sean with an 8-9 Dayton, whoever, and get the winner getting the 1 seed Arizona Wildcats to set up a potential Archie-Sean matchup in the second round? I don't know, but I'm with you. It's really all they're in. Now how does what they do from here on out affect what seed line they can get to?
I would prefer a 10. I mean,
me too.
What would get you a 10 is if you win one game in the tourney and then you lose the next one. But I mean, this is all a crapshoot where you try to get in the right, situation and the right seating where you get the right matchup where you can beat, a team that's phony or a team that you match up better with. Like I said, I don't like the 8-9 situation. Like I said, we might have hurt ourselves today to be able to maybe get down to a 7 unless you win the tournament.
Yeah.
But, I'm not – it's the overall picture and what they've done this year, and I think they've well exceeded expectations.
Oh, absolutely.
You got that right, John.
With Scott and
Jalen.
Well, yeah, it was. I mean, you look at. I mean, we've chronicled it. I mean, John, you go back to Devin and Jalen with them getting kicked off the team.
You know, Ryan Bass.
Then you lose Ryan Bass. Then you lose to concussions. Then on top of that, you lose a body you probably could have used with DeTuan Rogers with this academic situation.
Right.
Yeah. He's going through. So it's been just hand after hand after hand that this team has been dealt this year. I mean, the fact that we're here, it's been years since we've had a we can breathe easy on Selection Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this team. I mean, who would have thought that back in December, John, that of all the teams we've seen over the years, this would be the one that for the first time in more than a decade, we can sort of breathe easy on Selection Sunday. And a lot of national college basketball writers have this team prognosticated as a lock right now.
Yeah.
Who'd have thunk that back in December?
Yeah.
I thought I was even being hopeful. I thought, well, they might get 18, 19 wins. But, I mean, this has far exceeded what, you know, I mean, what a great job Archie's done and what the team's done. I mean, you know, it's a big accomplishment what they've done. Yes, I'm hoping tonight that, you know, Duquesne beats Davidson. It would be nice to have the tri-champs.
No, anything's possible.
But, you know, it still doesn't diminish what the team's done this year
question.
And what Archie's done.
No, you're absolutely right. The only bad news is, John, we got to wait almost a week to get this bad taste out of our mouth, man.
Well, you know, the one good thing is I believe in a thing about getting in the right biorhythms for your team.
Yeah.
You know, a loss like this got a bad game out of their system. You know, everybody has bad games. Well, they got it out of their system, and maybe they're ready for another, you know, three-game win streak or something.
Well,
that's how basketball is. I mean, maybe, you know, it's a blessing in disguise. It might get them remotivated, you know, get them refocused. So, you know, hopefully it'll work.
Well, they won three in a row after the Duquesne loss, John, so maybe that'll happen again when they go to Brooklyn. But you know what? We're going to find out. We got to wait till Friday, but we'll see what happens. But you know what? Look, Archie Miller is up as one of the finalists for Coach of the Year. Who would have seen that coming on when this team took the floor against Boston University after the dismissals of Devin Scott and Jalen Robinson? I didn't see that happening, but this team's really overachieved. 23-7, I think most Flyer fans would take it. But this one hurts today. Now you got to move on and get ready for Brooklyn, and that's what this team's going to do.
Yep, I agree.
All right.
Well, John, we thank you for the call, man. Always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend.
Take care, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks a lot.
You did the same. Go Flyers. All right. Dayton Flyers a loser tonight, 55-53. Archie Miller and company wrap up the A-10 regular season at 24-6 overall and 13-5 in A-10 conference play. John Bedell, John Tisdale here with you for Flyer Feedback, the home stretch of it after this break right here on the Flyers.
This is Flyer Feedback on News 95.7 and AM 1290 WHIO.
At Elizabeth Diamond Company, we've really simplified the process for custom design jewelry, from sketch to CAD to wax models, and finally the finished piece. Our staff make sure you walk away with your perfect piece of jewelry.
Don't settle for buying something off the shelf that you might regret. If you know what you want, work with the team Elizabeth Diamond, have them make it for you. My name is David Knopf, and I'm an Elizabeth Diamond Company customer for life.
The Elizabeth Diamond Company in Centerville and Troy. Always remember, if you haven't shopped EDC, you're not done shopping yet.
If you could improve your heart health just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if I told you this performance-enhancing veggie was transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood drink? Interested in trying it now? For free? I thought so. It's called Superbeets, and it can help you boost your body's nitric oxide levels in as little as 20 minutes to increase your energy and stamina while supporting overall cardiovascular health. Superbeets is recommended by top athletes and doctors because it works. Both men and women drink it in the morning for all-day energy, at the gym for an extra long workout, or in the afternoon as a natural pick-me-up without jittery side effects. Learn how to get your first supply of Superbeets free for just the cost of shipping and processing. Plus, get a free book on ways to improve your health with nitric oxide. Call now, 1-800-573-2990. 800-573-2990. 800-573-2990 or go to drinksuperbeets.com.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin. We are up against a deadline for you to join me on YMT Vacations' 12-day Grand Alaskan Tour and Cruise this summer. You need to act now because we only have 10 cabins left. That's just 10 cabins left for a trip of a lifetime. Call YMT Vacations today at 1-800-888-8204. That's 1-800-888-8204. Get your spot while you can, and you can save up to $800 per couple. It all begins on July 9th when we depart for Anchorage. Ridge, we'll visit the Iditarod Sled Dog Headquarters, see magnificent Denali National Park, tour the city of Anchorage, and then we board the ship in Seward for a seven-night cruise through the Gulf of Alaska and Glacier Bay National Park. Maybe you have an income tax refund. Maybe you're celebrating an anniversary, a graduation, or maybe you're just excited about a great Dayton basketball season. Whatever the reason, you need to act now and call YMT Vacations at 1-800-888-8204.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me, and that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. Go to HannityForUSCCA.com right now, and you can download this free concealed carry guide for my friends at the USCCA. Now, this guide is 100% free, and they have 18 strategies that they contain that could very well save your life. Now, just visit HannityForUSCCA.com and download your 100% free guide. Again, that's HannityForUSCCA.com. Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's add save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
Mostly sunny skies and breezy at times. Temperatures in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on Dayton's official station for severe weather news, 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to Flyer Feedback on News 95.7 and AM 1290 WHIO. Call in with your questions and comments now. 457-1290. Flyer Feedback on News 95.7 WHIO.
Hey, Flyer fans. Got a week to get this bad taste out of your mouth. We got to wait until 6:30 Friday in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center to get another game under our belts and get a chance to get this bad taste after this 55-53 Dayton loss to the LaSalle Explorers to close out the regular season. I'm John Bedell. He is John Tisdale. This is a fine radio program, at least we like to think so, most of the time. Flyer Feedback. Dayton closes out the regular season, Tiz, at 23-7 overall, 13-5 in the A-10. A couple things. Dayton, regardless of what happens tonight, they have locked themselves into the 2 seed in the A-10 tournament. Rhode Island has locked themselves into the 3 seed. GW has clinched the 6 seed, and LaSalle has clinched the 9. Everything else is still a couple more games can affect how things shuffle. But the top 3 in the conference tournament seeds are set. Davidson 1, Dayton 2, Rhodey 3. That will not change. The race for the conference title in the regular season hinges on completely the Davidson game. If the Wildcats beat Duquesne in Pittsburgh tonight, the Wildcats will win the A-10 regular season title outright. Incredible to think about that with a roster that Tiz was built and recruited to compete in the SoCon, the Southern Conference. They come into the A-10 in year one and are on the doorstep, if they take care of business tonight, winning the conference tournament. So if the Wildcats win, they have themselves an outright regular season A-10 title. Because Rhode Island won today, if Davidson loses, we will see a three-way tie, and we will see Davidson, Dayton, and the Rhode Island Rams named co-champs atop the A-10 for the regular season. Tiz, you would assume Davidson would go to Pittsburgh and beat the Dukes tonight.
I think.
But that's a Duquesne team that's gotten a couple trap games for teams throughout this year. At their place. That was a team that got GW at their place, 78-62, back on February 11th. And, of course, Dayton Flyers went there and cashed in a real clunker on February 21st, 83-73, in a loss that is now a seed killer for this Dayton Flyers team in terms of
no question.
The big dance, the NCAA tournament. So we'll see. But they close out the regular season, 23 wins. But just a game tonight, this afternoon, whatever you want to say, in Philadelphia, where Larry summed it up. It was just a situation where it was a very disappointing loss on the road to close out the season. And it was simply a matter of LaSalle made plays, Dayton did not.
Exactly.
Too many turnovers for the Flyers, 14 for the game, got out rebounded by 13, and just could not keep that experienced LaSalle front court off the offensive glass, And it added up to a 55-53 loss.
And Dayton couldn't utilize their quickness like they've been able to do against front courts in past games. That's been the other thing they haven't. I mean, Deshaun Pierre goes 1 of 8 from the floor, scoring 5 points. LaSalle was physical in this game. They want to be physical, and then you get Jordan Price, their scorer, who can carry it. That's what he did today, and they made enough plays. Look, I'm going to add LaSalle as one of the teams that could win the A-10 tournament, because Jordan Price is the scorer that front court can give teams problems, and LaSalle is the 9 seed. If they're going to be facing a team like either GW or UMass, and I still am trying to figure out who's playing what, because you got UMass, GW, and St. Bonaventure tied in the conference right now at 10-8, and I have no idea where they go for the tiebreaker, because I saw on ESPN.com that GW was 6, I think St. Bonaventure 7, and UMass 8. I'll have to double-check and verify that, but I'll tell you what. John, a lot of these teams could really go into Brooklyn and win that tournament, because there's no dominant team in the A-10 this year. There really is not.
No.
Rhode Island can play defense. Richmond's a sleeper. At VCU, if they can hit their threes, we know they can force a lot of turnovers. We know Davidson can shoot well from beyond the arc. We know what Dayton can do. GW's got the size to give teams problems. And we know St. Joseph's. They won it last year. DeAndre Bembry can carry a team. Phil Martelli, you cannot underestimate him as a coach. There's a lot of teams, my friend, that can win this conference championship.
Tiz, I think you look at any of these teams. First of all, this is as deep of a conference tournament, I think, as we've seen in a long, long time.
I agree.
You talk about these standings. I think you can make the argument that Dayton, Davidson, Rhode Island, VCU, Richmond is the team I wouldn't want to play there.
I agree.
GW, UMass, LaSalle. I think any of those seven teams, Tiz, I think it's feasible to say any of those could get hot and run the table.
I agree.
And really, you look at anybody besides, depending on who you ask, Davidson, Dayton, VCU, anybody besides those three teams win, you got a bid stealer out of the A-10.
Yep.
Davidson, we'll see.
We'll see.
Well, Flyer fans, that'll do it. One more time, Dayton Flyers, a loser tonight. They are 55-53 to LaSalle Explorers, Archie Miller and company, and the Dayton Flyers finished the regular season at 23-7 overall, 13-5 in A-10 play. Our next game will be post-season action.
Playoffs, baby!
Our next game, Friday, 6:30, A-10 tournament. Flyers will play on March 13th. They get a first-round bye, so they'll play Friday night at 6:30. Who they play? TBA at this point. We'll see, Tiz. That means we're on the air with the Expanded Bud Light pregame show at 5:30.
Maybe 6-ish, but there'll be an announcement. We'll fill you in, Flyer fans.
Regardless, Flyer fans, we'll see you on the radio Friday night at 6:30 from the A-10 tournament at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Until then, I'm John Bedell.
I'm John Tisdale.
And we're saying, go Flyers. Flyers.